And now, another wheelbarrow full of Dick's phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
Calling Hobby Lobby, this is for me to help me help you today.
Hi, can I have the stencil department, please?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
This is Noreen.
Hi, Noreen. I was really procrastinating this year. My kids had left an assignment sheet in their binder. We needed to do like a hand turkey kind of diorama kind of thing. And before I came down there, I just wanted to see if you guys had any hand turkey stencils.
No, we don't.
You don't have any
hands. We're also closed.
You are closed now? Well, what time do you?
Yeah, we're closed at 8.
Oh, at 8 o'clock. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You might want to try
Michael's.
Michael's might have some?
I would try there, yeah.
Do you know if they're open? They are still open.
No,
okay,
I
thanks.
Don't go in there that often.
Oh. No, I understand. All right, well, thanks for your help. I'll try to give Michael's a call to see if they have those hand turkey stencils. Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Okay, bye.
This is going to be epic.
Epic.
Hold on to your seats.
WFOD starts now.
So, you know, check it out. Woo!
Maybe the key to loving others is learning how to love ourselves. It's tough to love ourselves even, let alone other people we don't know. Gosh, that's why you got to talk to your water. Dr. Masura Emoto. A lot of people say this guy was a kook before he died. He did a scientific experiment where they took water droplets. And they thought, said, and labeled loving things to some droplets. Thought, labeled, said mean, hateful things to some other droplets. They froze them, then they examined the droplet under a microscope afterwards. The droplet that they loved, beautiful, symmetrical pattern like a snowflake. The ones that they hated were mean to, asymmetrical, disorganized, chaotic, ugly, if you will. That like blows my mind, dude. Think of the implications if this is true. Let's suspend our disbelief if we have some for just a couple minutes. What if water understands what we're saying and thinking? Our bodies are 55 to 60% water, right? And so if you're walking around the streets of wherever you live and you have an internal hate loop going on in your mind, saying stuff to yourself that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy, like, oh, you're a piece of shit, you're never going to be good enough, you're never going to be funny, you're ugly, you're unlovable, you still have roommates because none of this shit is fucking relatable, you stupid piece of shit. Oh, you're recording an album, yet the room is half full. What does that fucking tell you, you worthless piece of shit? Now I've got 70% of my body. Oh, I'm never going to be good enough. I'm not beautiful. I'm not lovable. I'm never going to fucking make it. Oh, dude, you got to change the game from the inside out. Next time you take a drink, just be like, you are a beautiful, beautiful man.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my trusty sidekick, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Of course. Hello.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Oh, boy, Travis, do we have one hell of a program for you tonight.
Chock full of goodness. Plenty of protein.
Travis, I went to the Quiznos for dinner tonight.
They have a pepper bar.
Which was, I went to the Quiznos. There's not very many Quiznos left. There's just a couple.
We had two Quiznos at one point, and they disappeared within the span of a year. It bummed me out a lot.
And the sign on the door at Quiznos said, due to the T-Mobile promotion, we ran out of food and had to close. We will reopen when we get more food. So we were obviously pretty bummed out about the whole thing, right? We were like, oh, well, we felt like some tasty Quiznos, some, you know, toasty treats.
Mm-hmm.
So our backup plan was just to go to the Denny's next door and eat dinner over there. We got some pancakes. We got a delicious breakfast meal over there.
It might have been delicious, but you have to admit it must have been on many levels completely disappointing since you were like on a mission to get some of that toasty Quiznos goodness.
Well, it wasn't my first choice. It wasn't right. My first choice. And so we left Denny's maybe, 45 minutes later after enjoying a pancakes and you know, all that. And lights were on at Quiznos and people in the driveway. Quiznos was back open.
Were people inside just enjoying their toasty subs?
There was people sitting inside eating like it had never happened. And so, like, I questioned whether it had happened at all. I asked my wife if the same thing, if it had happened, or if I had just, like, it was like some kind of weird hallucination of mine.
Honey, were we planning on going to Quiznos and there was a sign that said they were closed, or did we want to go to Denny's? I can't recall.
But it had happened because we both experienced the same visions. And so, like, I guess they found food. I don't know where they found it. Or maybe they had budgeted for like a certain amount in the day. And so they thought if we close during like peak dinner hours, you know, like maybe like the rush, like, you know, what do you think? Like 5:30 to 7 or something?
Probably 5:30 to 7. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then open back up, then we'll have just enough for those last few people.
Well, because you can't as a restaurant like that, it's not like you can just run down to your local grocer and pick up any bullshit bakery item.
Or
to
maybe
put
you can.
Meat on. Can you?
I don't know. Maybe they ran out of bread and had to bake more. I mean, that's a whole process, right? You think maybe they just had to put some more bread in the oven? And they didn't want to tell people we ain't got no bread, so they
wouldn't
just
you
closed?
Think that they would specify that though, like on their sign, be like, "Hey guys, closed due to baking bread." Not, "Hey, we ran out of food due to some promotion."
They just
that
turned all the
of.
Lights off and hid under the counter.
Was it like a local T-Mobile promotion? Because I've seen nothing on social media or otherwise.
Travis,
that,
I'm not sure what the promotion was. They didn't specify, but like, you know, you kind of want to know, right? It must have been really good deal. It got a lot of people in the door. They ran out of bread.
Right. If I would have walked by that thing and that was open and you really were questioning your sanity, I would have walked into that place and like the nearest Quiznos worker, I would have been like, "Hey, man, what just happened here?"
So I should have pulled
to
in
enjoy a sandwich,
even though I had already eaten and made a conversation with the employees. They'd be like, "Explain."
Right. Like, I have no intention of buying a sandwich at this point because I just had like a never ending stack of flapjacks. But I must have answers on why I couldn't get that toasty, delicious sub that I came down here specifically for.
Travis, I want an explanation on this commercial that you sent me.
What did I send you?
You sent me this commercial that ran on the Fox News.
You cannot
network.
Defeat the storm. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear.
Now, this isn't real, right? This is a joke?
It's not produced by The Onion or Clickhole or whatever that UK version is. This is a legitimate product that you can purchase through a televised ad.
So, just find the secret zipper and pull out the American flag themed blanket.
This isn't real, Travis. It's not real.
He has his own personal American flag blanket crumpled up and shoved into his back.
It's a teddy bear that has like a smart ass look on his face.
And a coat, like an orange comb over.
Like he's apathetic. He has like droopy Garfield eyes and a, like a half smirk.
He's got like a suit. He's got like a blue suit, like a red tie.
And he has like Trump orange hair, like he has like a orange and you open up. I mean, this can't be real. This isn't real.
You would have thought that when I saw it. I thought that I'm like, oh, who produced this? Is this like a Funny or Die video or something? But no, this is a legitimate commercial.
They sell them at Walmart, Travis.
They're selling this thing.
Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on any American holiday.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
I can't believe that this is a real thing.
There's a phone number and a website at the end of that commercial, I believe.
Do we dial the number?
Let's call it.
Do we just see if somebody picks up when we call it?
Yeah, say, hey,
03810.
Okay, I gotta copy this down. We're going off book.
Trumpy
here.
Bear. Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and
$40, huh? Travis, for a teddy bear.
Receive a special certificate of authenticity. Order now. To order your Trumpy Bear, call 1-800-503-8106. That's 1-800-503-8106. Or you can go online at...
This can't be a real thing, though.
What do you need a certificate of authenticity for?
I don't know. What do you get?
Hi, and thanks for calling about Trumpy Bear. To ensure the best customer service,
this
call may be recorded. To place your order, please say order or press 1.
Order.
To check the status of your order, today you will get Trumpy Bear for just two payments of $19.95.
Really?
Plus $6.95 processing and handling.
Oh, why wouldn't you just charge the $40?
Who needs layaway on Trumpy Bear? Certificate of authenticity. Absolutely free.
Ordering so the certificate's free. Travis, I think it's real.
It's real. Two payments of $19.95. Just charge the $40.
Does that trick ever work? Like, do you ever say, it's only $20 twice?
Well, and the funny thing is, too, if they charge you two different times, there's probably a hidden processing fee for each of those payments.
Guys, coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Melissa Wright. She is the singer-songwriter from the musical duo Minx Miracle Medicine. They sent their music over to Strange Label. I enjoyed it quite a bit. We figured we'd give them a chat. And she's going to play a song because, yeah, Travis, that's one of my favorite things when the bands call and they play the songs.
I'd say, in the
history of the show, two of my favorite things are the two times that we had musicians call and play music over Skype. So that's coming up here in a little bit. But this Trumpy Bear thing, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I just can't do. I can't figure out the Quiznos thing. I feel like things should be so much calmer, Travis. I feel like the world has gone crazy, and that's part of the reason why I'm as wrapped up in all this as I am, because I mean, like, Travis, they made a King Kong musical. Did you see they made it's on Broadway now?
They have
2,000-pound King Kong puppet that takes 13 people to operate. They're all a bunch of dudes in like black hoodies that like pull on the various levers to make him growl and jump and things.
Did this injure anybody yet? Because I remember when they were trying to do the Spider-Man musical.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Turn Off the Dark was constantly like hurting and maiming people to where they couldn't even like open the thing like when they were supposed to a bunch of times.
All the Spider-Man's
like wide open, ready for business.
All the Spider-Man's kept falling down.
Yeah, right.
They were swinging around doing their Spider-Man thing, and it's harder than it looks.
Hmm.
Everybody for some reason sings like Bono.
So Kong is on Broadway and ready to go?
It opened a couple of weeks ago. It's a whole fucking production, Travis. It's a big Broadway hit. All the Broadway hits now are based off of existing. I guess it's like movies. Everything's an existing property. Like if you made something in the 80s, you probably just got to be sitting back and waiting.
Like Commando the musical?
Because they'll get to you, Travis. They'll get to you eventually. Be like, what have we not fucked yet?
Yeah, Commando the musical is the natural progression of this thing.
I'm coming to get you, Bennett, with my big old knife.
Fast. You can see that.
That Commando is a great fucking movie, isn't it?
It is a great movie. It's one of the best. I completely agree.
Arnold has just been chasing that high ever since the first one. He could have just stopped.
Because, you know, if you watch it and you have these fond memories of Commando, right? And justifiably so, because if you watch it, it's going to hit all the right buttons. But the thing that stuck out to me the last time that I watched it, or maybe it was even the first time I watched it after a hiatus from Commando, because I used to watch it all the time, was there's a scene at the end where he's like going to get his daughter and he's in like this weird garden and there's like pottery, like planters and things, like marble planters all the way around, and he's like running and jumping over walls and shit. He must unload thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition on all these people coming out of nowhere. And I know this is an action movie trope where it, like, he never reloaded, But like, it's so unbelievable that he would not reload in Commando. Like other movies, I can kind of forgive a little bit, but like that scene in particular, he's just like nonstop for like a good solid 8 minutes.
See, like in that John Wick, he just goes, he kills people and takes their guns.
Yeah, and then you actually do see John Wick like reload, like, you know, he does that weird funny thing where he tips the gun back, shoots the magazine out, and like does some kind of weird kung fu-y reload thing, and then shoots another guy in the head.
Another movie trope that was solved in the new Predator movie. Travis, have you seen the new Predator movie?
I haven't. I really wanted to, but it came and went.
It's not good.
It's not good. I hear conflicting opinions. I say most people say it's garbage. Some people say it's good for like a popcorn flick, and some people really enjoyed it.
The protagonist in the Predator movie, who was the bad guy in Logan, he takes a shit in the film. Mid-movie, he's like, got to take a shit. And then they have like a flush sound effect, and he comes out and does his belt up, and then they go on with their action.
What's the point of that?
That's what you always got to wonder about Jack Bauer on 24. Like, you know, we see him 24 hours a day, never takes piss.
Sometimes we do see the other people at the counterintelligence agency. So like they'll be like back in the CTU, and we'll go and follow them for a few minutes, and then we'll go back to Jack Bauer. So it's a good possibility he peeked behind a building and took a piss.
So we just gave him his privacy for a few minutes.
Right.
Travis, this Trumpy Bear, it's tripping me out. They got Trumpy Bear riding with a guy on a motorcycle.
My favorite
Simply
is the old
style
lady.
His trademark hair.
Trademark hair. And does Trump get a piece of that? Could Trump sue for likeness rights?
I feel like his ego is big enough to where he sees this thing pop out and he's like, yeah, I'm the favorite president, number 45, as people buying a bear.
They take out a blanket that is just the American flag, and you look at it, Travis, it's just an American flag.
Isn't that supposed to be disrespectful to like crumple up the American flag and shove it into the guts of a teddy bear?
It provides no warmth. It's just like a vinyl American flag. I don't understand. Maybe like you just cover yourself in America and like the warmth comes from within.
I was going to say that's the patriotism creates the warmth. Huh.
It's all very strange.
It is very strange.
But yeah, this 2,000-pound gorilla, he runs about the stage and they sing to it. And
does it calm him down?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's on Broadway. I got to wait until, you know, they're not doing as good and they start taking it around the country.
They're going to get all the money they possibly can from Broadway ticket sales, and then they'll tour that shit around, and everybody will be able to see it. That'll be like 7 casts later, you can see the Kong musical.
They're gonna have to take King Kong around in trucks so that he can explore the countryside, and they can set him up in theaters across the country.
You got to imagine they made that so it could like be disassembled into like manageable pieces.
Well, maybe the travel one won't be quite as in depth, you know. Maybe they'll have like a smaller, or you know, like as time goes on, yeah, you know, maybe they figure out easier ways to, you know, like how Iron Man's suits evolve. Like maybe as time goes on, they'll find easier ways to make the giant 2,000-pound gorilla in the King Kong musical.
You would certainly think so. After these stagehands and these people have to handle this thing hours upon end, day after day after day, you're going to be like, you know, there's probably a lighter material we can shove inside this giant thing.
But there must be a better way.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to sell that on an infomercial. Would you like to own a 7,000-pound King Kong replica?
I mean, I think that $20 is... a little steep for a teddy bear with Trump hair, but two payments of $20 plus $7 shipping and handling.
I could really see the $20-$25 just because it is one of those things that they're trying to peddle to people who are like, have like, they're just really into Trump and everything Trump, and they just want Trump, and they're gonna be like, look, I love America too. I could see them peddling that and like overcharging for a teddy bear with this fake wispy hair and a disrespectful American flag shoved in its guts.
So you think you just get all worked up watching some Fox News and then that commercial comes on and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. That's how we fix this country. We get myself a Trump bear.
See, like last night, Travis, I swear I was on eBay pricing Patrick Mahomes football jerseys.
Oh,
So maybe it's like that.
It could be.
You know, you watch the football game, you get all worked up. You see this guy throwing, what do you throw, like 6 or 7 fucking touchdowns? And you say,
yeah,
fuck yeah. 2 payments of $20 is nothing. I don't know how it all works, Travis, because I don't really get particularly motivated about anything.
I think you do, though. I think you're right. If you're passively enjoying something, it's firing a bunch of synapses. And if something pops up, like I feel like, if you were scrolling through Facebook and eBay without you actually going to hunt for it, was all like, hey, we heard you listening to Monday Night Football. You want to buy a Mahomes jersey?
Oh,
I think you probably would have jumped on that.
Because my Alexas were hearing it?
Yeah, you're like your Samsung or your Alexas, your iPhones are hearing you listen to the game, hearing you excited, seeing you type into like Messenger, like talking about Pat Mahomes. So then eBay's like, oh, shit. Let's advertise this guy on Facebook real quick. I think if that would have popped up in your feed, you'd probably be much more likely to buy it. So I feel like you're onto something where if you're watching Fox News and they're just talking about Trump and how he's, oh man, unemployment's down, the economy's great, everything is real, he's protecting our nobody cares about veterans more. You know how like in some of those comedy shows they cut to a commercial, you don't even know it's a commercial or it's not a commercial, and they're like trying to peddle you something. Either way, they like cut real quick. You think you're still watching the show, and it's like, what's this? Oh, Trumpy Bear. It's like, that guy looks like a patriot like me riding that motorcycle. I need to get me one of those
things.
He's
a former Marine, Travis.
Yeah, and he's got an American flag in its guts.
If it's good enough for a former Marine, it's got to be good enough for me.
Exactly. Some old lady's got it outside by her garden. She like takes out that American flag while she's holding her Trumpy Bear and said, ah, Trumpy Bear. And then they actually give you an opportunity to purchase that thing by just dialing your phone? Come on. Of course people are going to buy that. And that's why they upcharge you 2 payments, $19.95.
Travis, in the chat, Michelle says, do you mean Suburban Commando with Hulk Hogan? No, Michelle. No, I do not. I mean Commando, the Arnold Schwarzenegger film. It's a classic.
I can assure you if I meant Suburban Commando with Hulk Hogan, I would have actually said just like that, Suburban Commando with Hulk Hogan. Just like I'd say, hey, you remember Mr. Nanny with Hulk Hogan?
By the way, Travis, a Suburban Commando would make a great musical.
I think you're right.
Isn't
actually
he a space alien?
Yeah, he's an alien. He comes down because there's some, either his ship, I can't remember, either his, something's wrong with his
ship.
Well,
he's running away from the Undertaker, who's like a bad space alien.
Is it like Undertaker and like Dusty Rhodes or somebody like come down?
Somebody like that. Yeah, and they come down to chase him. And I don't think
but
they
he's
ever
already
talk.
Assimilated into like American culture. Like they're feeding him pizza. He's like really, oh, he's a fish out of water. He doesn't know what a cat is.
Doesn't he have like a really cool cosmic headband?
He's got a cool headband. He's got those weird, they look like BMX pads that he's like an umpire's vest, you know, like he straps that stuff on. But at this point, he's already assimilated. Him and Christopher Lloyd are going about town.
I was frozen today. Christopher Lloyd's awesome, guys.
He is awesome. I totally agree.
I say Christopher Lloyd is my pick of the week, Travis. The films of Christopher Lloyd is pretty good. But if you haven't seen Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're missing way the fuck out.
If you like action and you like action that doesn't make any sense, but you know, just people get shot and thrown off things, you gotta watch Commando.
Well, I was talking about Suburban. See, now I'm all mixed up, Travis.
Okay.
The world's gone crazy. Now we're talking about Suburban Commando. Why is this happening?
Watch them both. You watch Suburban Commando and you watch Commando. It'd be actually probably a pretty decent double feature. I don't know what you would start with, though. Maybe you start with the kidnapping and murder and end with the family romp with Hulk Hogan and Christopher Lloyd.
Travis, Michelle, getting me worked up about Suburban Commando. That's one thing, but we're not done with Michelle tonight. We have stuff to talk about, Travis.
You have an agenda?
I shared with you the weird email I got from Michelle this week, right?
These things come and go. I absorb them and then they just dissipate.
Travis, we're going to have to talk about that a little bit later.
I mean, I would assume we would talk about that.
Travis, it's pretty weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah, I feel like this is something we need to have a round table. I think we need to have Drunk needs to be here when we really kind of deep dive into what we had to experience earlier in the week.
It's really weird. I don't know what to
be honest. Be honest. How many times did you read it?
I didn't read it for a long time. Like, I kind of skimmed it. Mm-hmm. And then I sent it out to some of our peers. And when they began critiquing it, I had to kind of go back and read it and kind of figure out what I thought about it myself. And I'll tell you, I didn't.
Is that like watching the commentary for a movie before you've actually seen the movie? Like, oh, what does Rob Zombie have to say about House of a Thousand Corpses? I've never seen it.
Well, no. See, That would be like if the character from Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses did a commentary track on what he thought about House of a Thousand Corpses.
So if like Baby Firefly or something said, kind of commented on the ongoings of the plot points and things, then you went and watched it.
She said, that wasn't my intention. Thanks for putting me out there to get criticized. I don't know how you could send that to us and not think that would be what would happen. Like, guys, Michelle sent me a WFOD erotic fan fiction.
Well, and we have to be clear before she gets upset about this. It wasn't being criticized for the content or the writing, the writing talent. It was just the subject matter, I think, where people were like, whoa, you know?
She said she sent it to me personally. I guess it was just supposed to be for my eyes only, Travis. But, I mean, come on. You knew what you were doing, Michelle. And if you didn't, you're a fool. I mean, of course we're going to dissect it. And guys, I picked Starry Spice, a former listener of the show, up from the airport and took her to a hotel. And like, it got pretty X-rated in this erotic fan fiction. I was wearing black silk boxers, Travis.
That is true.
And
you had a lot of confidence.
I had a lot of confidence, Travis. A whole lot of it. Like way too much confidence.
And I feel like maybe that was the point that she was trying. Like maybe she was trying to be like, if you really wanted to, Mike, this is the man that you could be.
This could be you. It was an uplifting tale.
An uplifting tale. I mean, in more ways than one.
We'll get into it more later when Drunk gets here. But let's take a break, Travis. We'll be back.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
I'm going to call you guys because I've been listening to too much Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. That's my favorite part. Guys. That cracks me up. Now, guys, listen to me. Guys. Guys.
ever been using your phone's GPS and thought to yourself, this bitch don't know me? Who gives her the right to tell me where to go? Maybe it's time you get the directions from a friend.
In half a mile, keep right!
Go to WFODix.com and look for Waze under the Extras tab.
In 0.1 miles, turn left, and then turn right.
Mike is the driving companion you've always wanted. Get him today.
Turn left.
Hello, this is Ken from Michael's. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm really hoping you can help me. Is there anybody in the stationery or the stencil department still?
No. Maybe I can help you.
Well, I just got off. I know it's kind of last minute. I was just calling. Me and my kids have to make a project for their school, and I know it's last minute. Do you guys have any hand turkey stencils left? Do you know before I come down?
What kind of stencils?
For hand turkeys.
Hand turkey. Oh, like for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
We actually don't have a lot of Thanksgiving stuff.
I know, like stencil. I knew it was last minute.
Sorry. Oh, no, it's okay. We have a stencil area that we kind of skipped over. Thanksgiving was kind of like Halloween and Thanksgiving got lumped together and Christmas took over.
So hand turkey, don't have any of the stencils left. All right. Well, no. I really appreciate your help. I guess we'll have to figure something else out. I don't know what we're going to do last minute, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. King of Pranks!
Come then. Let's go home. Once again, WFOD.
What's going on? Melissa, are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. I don't know what's going on. My co-host is gone. This was weird. It's never happened before. You were calling and it said that if I added him, then you'd be on hold. And if I added you, then he'd be on hold.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, this is really weird. And we're live, so, I mean, it's happening. Guys, Melissa's here. She's the singer-songwriter for the band Minx Miracle Medicine out of West Virginia. I don't know what's going on with Travis. I guess I'll keep fidgeting around in the background while we do this. But Melissa, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You just put out a new album. It's called Pyramid Theories.
Yes.
It's your second album with your partner. It's a drummer guy, and you're a singer, and you play the guitar and what have you. And
yes, yeah.
Well, this is really distracting. This is really freaking me out. So the music I've been in kind of a weird place lately, and it hit me in a weird spot because like I don't think that I'm taking the whole aging thing well, and I think that was, I don't know if it was subliminal or if that was intentional, but like the album kind of seemed to make reference to like aging and thinking about how much better things were when you were young. Am I projecting that, or was that in there somewhere?
Definitely a little bit. Yeah, especially songs like one I'm gonna hopefully get to play. Now I understand the blues, where it's kind of like, you know, you get a little older and you kind of realize like, oh.
You kind of think like, you know, what have I really contributed to all of this?
Yeah. And then, oh, there's all that thing that everyone was talking about. Like, they said it would be hard, and like, now it's hard. Okay, I thought.
The struggle that I've been having I've been thinking about like why creators create, if that makes sense, like, because it's easy for someone to say that you're doing it for yourself, and I guess putting things into the world that you yourself would appreciate, but I mean, I guess it would help a great deal if like other people liked it, I guess, and like what you were making, like you didn't feel alone in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. For music, I mean, it's a performance art, really. So, you know, you can make music and feel good just like making it for yourself, but then, you know, when you I think there's kind of two different kinds of musicians, I guess, like people who do it as an art at home or whatever, and then people who do it for the performance art of it. And
yeah, I guess you kind of get a high from it when it connects with actual people.
Yeah. And then when it does, it's like, you know, kind of addicting in a way. It's like, wow.
But then do you kind of feel kind of slimy about it? Like, oh man, am I just making this for them? Like, you know, if you get that connection, you want to just keep repeating it over and over again.
But not really, because I don't really think it's something that you can really fake.
Yeah.
You can't really, you know, when you're sitting up in front of a crowd or whatever playing, you know, you're not really hiding.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're an actor. I don't know how they do it, but
I imagine there probably are people that get away with it that just put on like a facade and stuff. But I'd like to think that I have the bullshit detector to tell the difference, but maybe I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's really no way to know.
Do you perform a lot? Like, you guys travel around the country and stuff and do a lot of dates and stuff?
We have gone, you know, we live in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and we've gone as far as out to Arizona, to Phoenix, and then come back home. And, you know, we do a lot of like West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Do you like play with other groups? Like go out with like a tour of sorts, or do you just kind of pick up dates where you can get them?
Well, we were doing a lot of touring on our own and a lot of like weekend runs, But now we're trying to, you know, hook up with other bands and stuff. We're trying to plan something for February with a band called Mike Frazier and the Dying Wild. And he's out of Winchester, Virginia. And then we have a show coming up in December with a guy from Philly in, well, the show's in Winchester, actually. But his name's Roger Harvey. And we're pretty excited to play with him. He just put out a record called Gold that we really like. So
the music is Pyramid Theories. It's, you thinking about aliens and stuff? There's,
yeah, thinking about aliens, thinking about,
something I can get behind.
Hey, sure. Drunk.
What's up, buddy?
Buddy. Melissa, Drunk's here.
Hello.
Hello.
Drunk, we're talking to Melissa from, Minx Miracle Medicine.
Sweet.
She's thinking about aliens.
And we were just talking about aliens. Yes, that specific song is kind of about aliens, but also actually about, like, the theory that the pyramids were actually power generators.
What?
I love it. This is ancient alien stuff. This is all up my alley for sure.
Yes. So, you know, I'm not an expert or anything, but I'm
so. So is there something hidden in there that they feed off of, or?
So the Nile used to run really close to the Great Pyramids, and so it was this whole thing of like the water running underneath generated electricity that could be like channeled upward to the point,
like a dam.
Well, that, yeah. They say that, you know, the Earth's natural magnetic field runs right over the pyramids, so that's also a something that helps to generate power towards the pyramids. So,
yeah, and then they said that Tesla like invented a very similar, like one of his free energy designs. Like he believed that like energy should be free and available to everyone. Electricity, I guess.
See now this stuff isn't relatable at all, Drunk. You see, like the songs, the love songs and stuff. See, that's something that a lot of you can't accuse Melissa of making music for wide berth of people because she's.
Look, you write one love song, you've written them all.
We all
know the story.
We're getting into some pretty wild stuff here.
This song is just for Giorgio Tsoukalos and Eric Von Daniken. It's not for you, Mike.
And if you're out there, Giorgio.
He's an avid listener. I know he is.
you were going to play a song, right? You had a song you wanted to do?
Yeah, yeah. I've got my guitar.
She's here got her is. Guitar. Excited about this. I don't know why Travis can't get in here. It's bumming me out. Travis will have to listen to the podcast, I guess, Drunk.
That happens. I have to do it every now and again. So,
guys, Minx Miracle Medicine, her new album Pyramid Theories is out now. This is a song off of it. It's not about pyramids. This one.
This isn't a love song, but yeah, this is not a song about pyramids. Anybody, I only needed myself when I was crying alone in my bedroom, praying for somebody else, someone to open the door frame, let all the cold air in. Oh, it reminds me of my expectations of warming up this old house again. In my car, 'cause every time I really look at myself, I can see exactly who you are. Fog on the hillside when the old ways died, I was barely 22, but now I'm only a little older now, and I think I finally understand.
grabs a hold of you, makes you do things you never thought you were gonna do. Turn the inside out of you too. Now I understand the blues. Why do I tell everybody I only needed myself when I was stranded alone on the roadside, praying for someone to help? I put my hands in my pockets, filled as much as I could fit. I started walking alone, 10 o'clock at night. Nobody came down that road again. I went and pulled all the mirrors in, plastic bag in the door. I wrote a note saying I'm broke down so they know what their delay is for. Fog on the hillside when the old ways died. I was barely 22. Though I'm only a little older now, I think I finally understand the blues. Oh, it's a way it grabs a hold of you, makes you do things you never thought you were gonna do. Turn the inside out of you too. Now I understand the blues. Why do I need anybody? 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 Why do I need anybody?
It's really good.
That was so good.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Melissa, it hits me in the feels, Drunk.
It does.
Melissa, the last time we had a musician on, as soon the last tweet that he ever sent was saying that he was going to be on our show, and then he just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to him. We worry about him all the time.
Uh-oh.
It was like a year ago, Melissa. He dropped off the face of the earth. I don't know where he went.
That happened to one of my favorite artists.
They just disappeared?
Connie Converse. Just disappeared.
If any of you have seen Connie Converse, let us know. We're worried about her now, too.
Yes. That's horrible.
It's weird when they just kind of go away, right? Don't you feel like they gotta like write that long post saying, you know,
guys, oh, yeah,
it didn't like work out the way I thought it
would. Have your final diatribe.
This is why I'm leaving. Goodbye forever. But sometimes people just go away.
Goodbye forever.
And we don't know why.
I think I wouldn't do that. I think I would just end it and let people in suspense.
Let people wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's the Irish goodbye, right?
Yep.
Just walk out. Be gone. Well, I mean, granted, we're talking about Twitter. I mean, the guy lives in like Arkansas or something. He's probably fine.
Right.
Oh.
Or he just opened a new Twitter account. Who knows? But yeah, it's weird.
Well, at least our show is the last thing that
Yeah. It'll live on forever at the top of his timeline.
The last tweet.
Melissa, the Minx Miracle Medicine Pyramid Theories is on the Spotify. Are you good with Spotify? Artists are back and forth on Spotify. What's your standing
me?
On it?
I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. I mean, it certainly doesn't move a needle with any like earnings.
You
so.
Get like 0.014 cents every 100 times it's played or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually higher than what I thought it was, which was 0.004.
So, yeah, guys, buy it, I guess, is the message here.
If you can. I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, if you don't have the means, for sure.
Stream it first, see if you like it, and buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Melissa, thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit. We're going to try to find Travis.
I hope he didn't also disappear
into the abyss forever.
Maybe we'll have to get her back for a drunkie-okie. A duet.
I don't know what that is, drunk. No, we're not doing that. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too. I don't know what the hell happened with Travis. I wasn't able to add them both. I panicked, and I think Travis is mad at me now.
That's okay. Better than a Keith Morrison situation where you
Grant Morrison, but okay,
whatever.
Bring that up again. Sure.
Keith Morrison's the Dateline guy.
Travis, we got to talk about this story that Michelle wrote.
Travis, I don't know if we can follow up the guest with this story.
Travis, I'm sorry that happened. I don't know what happened.
What do you mean? I was there the whole time. It was great. She was great.
She was great. She's the song is great, Travis. I'll send it to you later. I don't know what happened though. If I added you, I couldn't add her, and if I added her, I couldn't add you. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't want to be rude. I should have said something to you. I botched it, Travis. I botched it.
it's Travis. Fine.
Drunk's here now. It's fine.
All is right with the world. Drunk is here.
Travis, we talked a little bit about aliens. She played a song. I told her that I'm not doing well with getting older.
And now I'm all caught up.
We bonded. Yeah, that's what you missed.
Well, she's delightful, and her music can be found right here on strangelabel.com.
Pyramid Theories from Minx Miracle Medicine.
And I'm going to have to listen to the alien song.
The alien song. Travis, Michelle wrote erotic fan fiction about me.
Mm-hmm. Specifically you. Like, there wasn't like any kind of weird,
right, it wasn't a
drunken
F-O-D
Travis
thing.
Jump in and give Mike right. a hand or anything.
Yeah, you guys were not involved.
Not present. She only liked Mike. You picked her up from the airport, took her back to some random hotel, and you guys got down.
The thing that Dan was the most concerned about was that she actually found out the actual, she was factually accurate about the St. Louis airport. It's St. Louis Lambert International Airport, and she took the time to find that. And
all good writers are going to try to be as accurate as possible if they're, you know what I mean?
Then you never know. She might have been in an industry of where you have to know what airports are, because I mean, I know a good amount of airport names. So I mean.
There's some weird stuff in here. What me and you wondered, Travis, was if this was like a copy paste job where she just took like somebody else's work and just changed some names and called it. Because I mean, like she only gave me 3 inches, Travis. She makes several mentions about my 3-inch penis, and that I
feel like, yeah. And I mean, I feel like we had this discussion like right at the top, like, you're like, hey, did she just like do, you know, like how we've written songs with robots before? Like, it was like, did she write this erotic fan fiction with a robot?
Yeah. But like, did she Google like Brad Pitt erotic fan fiction,
Mad Lib style, right,
and just change Brad to Mike?
Yeah. But as you get through it, like, and I was convinced, I don't know, halfway across, because I as soon as you sent it to me, I read it word for word, only to find out that you skimmed it.
I read it way later. Like, I skimmed it to see, like, you know, what she was giving me in the dick department. Right. And like where I finished.
Spoiler alert, guys. I said that, no, this doesn't seem as much like a Mad Lib. I wrote this erotic fan fiction with a robot. It seemed more to me like this obviously is a hobby of hers.
Like, you think she does this? Like, she makes like a Twilight fan fiction.
This wasn't the first time that she's written erotic fan fiction, because she knew all the proper terms.
She uses turgid, which is a turgid, very underutilized word. I think we need to make turgid more of a thing, guys.
I completely agree. There are plenty of terms in there that, like, it just, nope. That's, I remember, like, when I was able, when I was younger, like a young teen, and I was able to find like an erotic novel, and I'd be like, you know, when words used to do it for you, when you were like, everything made you horny as like a teenager. Boy, you know what I mean? Like, now it takes like the deepest anals of you porn to even get any kind of reaction from you. But like, back in the day, when a kid could get his hands on literature that really did it, like, all of those terms were included in her story.
I used to jack to stories on the tarlet. Yeah. I'd hide in the tarlet and jerk to stories. Yeah, that happened. Absolutely. All the time. So,
and I wrote, like, when I was a writer kid, I know I wrote on the sly, you know, because I was always writing. Most of the stuff that I wrote was a parody on something else. But I did write a couple of like short little scenes that actually worked for me. Like I wrote them and I'm like, hey, man, this this does it for me. You
she
know?
Said it's the first time that she's ever written erotic stuff.
Well, she's a natural.
She's read a lot of fanfic then.
I'm about to meet the famous Mike Moore, Starry mutters to herself. I can't believe the day has finally come. Now, there's several references. That's part of the reason that it made me think that it was copy and paste, because like there's several references in here to my fame.
Well, you are.
Which, I mean, she knows that I'm like not famous at all.
Well, you're definitely the biggest deal on Strange Label.
And I mean, that's like being the biggest cornflake in a bowl of cornflakes.
Well, listen, hey, you're a bad big example, deal to the people you need to be a big deal to, right?
I'm about to meet the famous Mike Moore. Like, I think there's a reference to the famous Moore seed when I plunge my 3-inch pecker in Starry Spice's butthole. No, Mike, please come in my ass. I want you to fill my asshole with your famous Moore seed.
I love it so much.
But like much. This person is not me at all. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like,
no, the you in this story takes charge, right? Like, you like control the situation handily. Like, you know exactly what you want and what you're going to take.
There's no apologizing for performance. There's none of that. I don't recognize this person in this story.
Well, now you have something to aspire to be.
And we didn't dry off when we got out of the hot tub and went to the bed. Like we just got our fully damp bodies out and just started fucking on the sheets.
It's a hotel, right?
Right. That's what room service, you know, like the cleaning, but you call them up and you say, hey, all these goddamn sheets are wet. Come change these.
Mike then quickens his pace as he laps at her like a golden retriever trying to get peanut butter. Starry screams out as she comes. Oh, Mike. It's very graphic, this story. He called it her can. She called it a candy hole at some point and referred to salty musk. Like, all the tropes are here, Travis.
Candy hole is one of the best terms.
Candy hole's pretty good. I like. But the whole story's up on Twitter. I posted it a couple of days ago, and it got absolutely zero interaction. Nobody
wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to interact with
it.
Well,
it involved reading, Travis.
Well, and that's what they say. People only read the headlines, right? So
we don't have a learned bunch that listen to this program.
Hey, now.
Did you read it drunk?
I skimmed it like you did.
But yeah, I think for round
skimmed it a second time.
For round two, I think that like Travis and Drunk need to have an encounter together, right? Like a happy pyramid.
Like we find another one of our fan.
Yeah, this is like really outdated. Starry Spice hasn't listened to the program in several years.
You never know. She might listen.
But I guess
not
maybe
interact anymore.
Maybe like
no,
you know,
she doesn't.
The passion just finally overcame her, and she had to
too much too much temptation, right? Like she didn't want to be bombarded with your sultry voice week after week without it being able to taste a little bit of the fruit.
Taste the fruit. Gross. Guys, it is Hand Turkey Month. We will
have we gotten any yet?
We've gotten a bunch drunk.
They don't send them directly to me. That's
Mandy
sure.
And Brian and oh shit, what's that gal's name? The gal that it's like Dan's
Allison.
Sister-in-law or something. She sent us one. I like that gal. She sends us weird stuff just like out of the blue, and I'm like, oh. You don't interact with us on a daily basis, but when you do, yeah, knock it out of the park, gal.
I feel like I had to prod people, though, right? Like I had to prod people with my own turkey to get them to actually like pull through, right?
Michelle sent us a hand turkey and included a flat drunken. I guess she gets extra points for that for
gobble gobble.
Adding a flat drunk in there. So yeah, we've gotten a couple, Travis. It's But God damn it, if we don't want some more, you know what I'm saying?
Time, it's not over, right? We have a couple of days. And actually, I think, Mike,
Travis, it still extends into next week because we go to the end of November because it's a whole...
Right, we take it right through the end of November. So if you have a hand turkey,
next week,
turkey month,
we should announce a winner. I don't know if it should we do like a drawing with just anyone who enters or should we pick the best one?
We got to pick our favorites.
But there will be a prize involved. So
week left, 7 days.
By next Tuesday, we'll have a winner on that. And guys, there's only
prize closet's overflowing here, guys. I have a copy right here of Demon Hunter from Wild Eye Entertainment.
That's exciting. You got Demon Hunter. We got all kinds of stuff. Probably get some T-shirts out there too.
Only four shows left.
Yeah, there's only four shows left in. Year. 2018. So,
the year of bits.
The year of bits.
Remember that? Remember that at the beginning of this year?
The sabbatical free.
Travis, I'll tell you what. I think that if we've learned anything from this year of bits, just every year should be the year of bits, Travis. Those goddamn bits. Yeah. That's what really works. You know what I'm saying?
We had some bits.
We had some great bits, Drunk. Maybe we need to have like a year end bit. Extravaganza.
Yeah, that'll be the Christmas show.
The best of the bits.
The bits that really worked.
What you got to download before you go see your mommy on Christmas. Boom.
Yeah, you go see your mommy.
Take this and spread it to your family.
Bits. Michelle sent us a hand turkey, Travis, and she didn't color in any of the lines. It was more of an abstract hand turkey.
Like a Picasso.
Yeah. I don't know what she was going for. But she expressed herself, and you gotta give her a hand for that. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
Hey, I give extra points for people who express themselves and to make these turkeys. Anybody can, do a like a museum quality. You know what I mean? Like you can color in the lines and make it all perfect. And look at this special tree.
Was it kind of like you remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, you had the little machine and it spun and you either put the paint in and it made a little, it twirled it for you. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a spirograph?
No.
I think I might know what he's talking about, but I'm going to pretend like I don't.
You mean a paint-o-matic?
I can't remember what it was called.
Travis, we got to figure out this Skype thing. You didn't have any microphone issues this week, but reason, it's because I didn't update. Maybe
it's like every other week. I think there's last week was the worst of the microphone issues. The week before I had zero microphone issues through the entire show. And, for some reason, because I had no microphone issues, Skype decided not to let us do a group call.
This goddamn Skype. I'll tell you what, Travis, goddamn Skype.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe we try a different program, like a Google.
They leave us with no option. The problem is everybody's got Skype, right? Like all of the guests say, "Hey, you call us on Skype," and they're like, "Yeah, we got that."
They have it, and we have a phone number on here, so we have all our bases covered. But then when it doesn't fucking work, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna cut all this out.
Nah, leave it.
It's all inside baseball. We don't need this. Travis,
chop this shit out. Reset right here,
guys. Get in your fucking hand turkeys.
We need the hand turkeys. If you would like to have the hand turkeys working at a Quiznos, they're writing a sign that says "We're closed. We ran out of food." That'd be cool,
Travis? If Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark came to a city near you, you'd go see it, right?
Oh, I'd see the shit out of Turn Off the Dark.
Everybody sings like Bono.
Even when they were having all those problems and people were like half dying because they were falling out of rafters,
that would almost make you want to go see it more. Like NASCAR.
I wanted to take a trip to New York I wanted to see this shit show before they ironed it all out.
Yeah, like there was like a dancing Green Goblin and like Carnage was in the background and they were like, "We're all weirdos." They sang a song about being weirdos.
Yeah, I'm all in on that. They did I think it was like a Six Flags Batman show too. I have like the image of it, and it's all like, I don't know. It's some of it's movie quality, like costumes and things, but then some of the people on stage just look completely ridiculous.
They were obviously supposed to stay way back in the background.
I'd see it. I would watch it twice. I'd absolutely spend the money to see that thing. I haven't seen theater in years. Like, that's the problem with being stuck up here in bumfuck Wisconsin, is that there's no culture here, really. The closest I have is like a community theater. And that's not like, I like plays. And in a different life, I would have been like a guy who like performed in musicals because I love musicals and shit.
Thespian, if you will.
Yeah, but, you know, so, but I really have to travel to see any of that stuff. Yeah,
Travis,
it's never.
Travis,
really
just cool. Come out here. We have lots of culture.
Yeah, but then I'd have to almost get shot sometimes.
Yeah, but that's part of it, man.
My favorite Quick Trip get burned to the ground. I couldn't get my coffee in the morning.
That's part of it. That's part of the experience, Travis. Every day is an adventure.
Don't forget the raping.
The raping. So I can get good food. I can see plays. But
might get raped.
All the other stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Central Wisconsin guy. I've been doing this for 38 years. I don't know that I can.
He likes a good brat and a Miller Lite.
Travis,
Miller Lite.
Dive outside of your comfort zone, man. You gotta experience new horizons. There was a.
I'm sorry. He prefers the champagne of beers. He goes high life.
On that Nextdoor app yesterday, there was a woman saying that like the church down by our street, there was like 10 cop cars with their guns out surrounding some car. And Laura showed it to me and said, should we go down and look at it? It's like, no.
Dude, when I lived in my parents' house, there was a street to the right and a street to the left, and we had a SWAT team blocking it off to go to the street that was across the street, so I couldn't leave for like 4 hours.
See, Travis, culture.
Yeah, I suppose.
Culture, man. And when Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark comes to a city near us, we'll all go together, Travis. We won't have to worry about Skype anymore.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Is that sung by one of the members of the Secret Six? The Sinister Six?
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week is Minx Miracle Medicine and their album Pyramid Theories. Go out and buy.
Right. Travis, pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week for this week is Charlotte's Web Hemp Oil. I'm on day 7 of taking this stuff, and god damn it, they have converted me. I am a believer.
It's like a topical
in this.
Huh?
It's amazing. I feel good. Like, I usually have joint pain when I wake up in the morning, like especially in my knees. Like, I walk up the stairs and I'm like, why do I feel like 50 years old?
You rub it on your knees?
No, you take it. It's all gone.
You put it under your tongue?
It's like droppers. I put it in water because the first day I tried to just shoot the dropper in my mouth, and even the chocolate mint tasted like death. So I dilute it in water a couple times a day. Amazing.
I tried that for a while, Travis. I was convinced that it was psychosomatic.
Did you try the Charlotte's Web? This shit is U.S. grown stuff.
No, it's not, Travis. Like, I went to Mr. Feelgoods or whatever it was, and the lady said that was the best they had.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Dr. Feelgood.
You gotta try this shit because this stuff is This is expensive. I bought it online. Charlotte's Web Hemp, CWHemp.com. Promo code You Made It Weird for 5 to 10% off. I can't recall. It's amazing. I feel great. Like, my day-to-day like anxiety of like time and a schedule that I feel like everything is pressing on my shoulders, it has been muted. I still feel a little bit, but joint pain gone. Just feel generally more calm and cool. So I love it. It's great.
Guys, we did it. We'll be back again next week. We appreciate all of you showing up in chat, downloading the show, do whatever you do. We appreciate all of it. Get your fucking hand turkeys in, and happy Thanksgiving from me and the boys.
Guns out, fun's out.
Finally get to meet the famous Mike.
want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. Tell somebody about it. Subscribe on whatever your podcast platform is so that you catch all the stuff that we put out, because it's every week. But you never know when I'm going to throw a little curveball in there. You just got to subscribe so you get everything. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and all those things. Hey, tune in every Tuesday night because we like hanging out with the people. Follow us on social medias. We're at WFODix or at WFOD Show. Probably both. Who fucking knows? Mike, Drunk, or Travis at WFODShow.com if you'd like to email any of us. Call us when we're live or when we're not. We'll probably play your voicemail because we don't get that many. So, I mean, if we get one, we'd probably be pretty goddamn excited about it. 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hey, we have a Patreon too, patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
I just want to pull a trigger, put a knife in me, and look me in the eye, and see what's going on in there when you turn it. That's what you want to do, right?
I kill you, John.
Come on, let the girl go. It's between you and me. Don't deprive yourself of some pleasure. Come on, Bennett. Let's party.
I can beat you. I don't need the girl. I don't need the girl! I don't need the gun, John. I can beat you. I don't need no gun!